No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Smarmcast Podcast.
Roll for your life, Candyman! By Smirk and Dagger Games. For 2 to 4 players, ages up, takes 10 to 30 minutes. A fast-rolling, real-time, new twist on everybody's favorite game of gingerbread cookie carnage. 2 to 4 players face off in arena-style, free-for-all battles, rolling their dice furiously. When a player gets all 4 of their dice to match, they grab the plastic candy cane in the center of the table, stopping the action and claiming a cookie part matching the die results from their foe. The player at the end of 3 rounds who has collected the most cookie parts wins!
Yum.
This game was reviewed by Ruby,
Tim,
and John. Now, before we get too far into it, I just want to say, if you go back and check out our Origins 2019 episode, you can actually hear me talking with Kurt Covert of...
That's his real name.
Of Smirk and Dagger Games, as he was actually talking with me at Origins about this particular game.
That's true.
Ooh, I was fancy there.
All right, so what's some good stuff we could say about Roll for Your Life, Candyman?
I love the components.
Yes.
They were so fun.
They're bright, they're colorful, they're well-made. The plastic candy cane in the middle is fun to touch and play with.
Super colorful, super tactile.
The box is the perfect size for all of its components.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they gave you plastic bags to separate out each candy person.
Yep, so after your first time of punching all the stuff out, it's easy to get game set up.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the way. Yeah, I will say one of the good things is this game is easy to just, you pull it out of the box, you get it going, and boom, you're ready to yep. roll for
so,
it.
As so
it
pretty much, we're reading that description, you know all the rules. There's one yeah. additional rule about
the special treats.
There's right. special treats, and if you roll all 4 of the same thing at the start of the game.
Yeah.
Yes. At the start of your turn.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, the rule's super simple, super fast.
What about you, Tim? What do you think was good about this game?
I love it. I mean, it's a good, quick game. You don't have to play the whole 3 rounds that it suggests.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take long to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, waiting between games, whatever, you can just throw down and smack each other with candy canes.
And it plays within the time frame it says.
Yep. Okay.
So what's something bad we can say about Roll for Your Life, Candyman?
It's a lot of luck. It depends on how good and how quick you can roll to match up 4 dice.
So it's almost a dexterity game in a weird way because yeah. you got to pick up those dice and re-roll them pretty quick.
Right.
Because it's you're all rolling in real time trying to get those mm-hmm. things.
One thing I found slightly confusing in there, the gingerbread's heads have hair that's the color of their buttons. But my gingerbread right. didn't have hair, though if you look in the mouth, his mouth was the color of the buttons, but you had to look at that, so it was a little confusing.
At first,
and, okay. you know, so it's the color of the buttons.
And some of those special treat, the powers, they wrote a little blurb on each of the little chits,
mm-hmm.
But some of them you did have to actually look at the back of the instruction book to get the full clarification. But even then, that wasn't so bad. There's going to be some folks who are going to say, well, this game doesn't look like it's very conducive to people who are colorblind. But I say it doesn't matter as long as you've got all,
object
you know,
recognition.
As long as you can yeah. figure out that, oh, 2 arms, 2 legs, a torso and a
yep,
head.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Color
and,
doesn't and
four,
truly matter.
And 4
for
dice,
them.
As long as they know which 4 dice are mine. Yeah, it even though it's colorful and stuff and you can match up the colors, you don't have to.
Yeah.
So, brava.
So
okay. that was my bad thing, which is...
All right. Which is kind of a good thing.
Yes.
So what can we say that's other in this Roll for Your Life, Candyman? Because there's a lot of other I think we can put in this.
Oh?
Well, first off, you had that candy cane. That's the actual...
See, I put
marker.
That in the good.
But you put that in the good. There are a lot of components in this game
yes,
that are not necessary to the game, like your little word bubbles.
The word bubbles, the candy daggers, and the crown.
And the crown.
They're fun
but they are
pits.
A lot of fun anyway.
Yes.
Because we were each like, yeah, I want a word bubble.
I want a crown.
I want the crown. We didn't use the candy cane daggers.
Yeah.
We could have, and that would have been fun, but we didn't need to. So... Anything else we could put in the other? I will say this. For other, I don't see why you couldn't make up a set of actual, gingerbread men. and go real time with this and go, I take your arm. Snap.
But I'd want to eat it.
Well,
and that's
you,
how you score
wait,
your points.
You wait till the end. You wait till
the more you want to eat, the more you get the points you score.
You wait till the end of the round to eat because there are certain special powers like what Tim had where he got to put a part from his trophy thing onto his body.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would wait till the end and then eat those. And the next round would be three or four brand new gingerbread men.
Okay.
That's how I would do that. That sounds pretty good, right?
That doesn't sound too bad.
I'm not a huge gingerbread fan, but yeah, okay.
But you could get by in that.
I could.
You could probably also substitute in a ninja bread man if you really want to.
All right. So this was Roll for Your Life, Candyman by Smirk and Dagger Game.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.